Books on Tape presents Promise of the Wolves, Wolf Chronicles, Book 1, by Dorothy Hurst, read by Justine Eyre. Dedicated to my family and friends, and to Happy, the best dog that ever was, and Emmy, the best and shiniest dog that there is now. Part 1. The Pack. Prologue. 40,000 years ago. It got cold. It got so cold, the legends say, that rabbits hid underground for months at a time, the elk took to living in caves, and birds fell from the sky as their wings froze in mid-flight. It got so cold that the air crystallized in front of the wide valley wolves as they hunted. Each breath seared their lungs, and even their thick undercoats did not protect them. Wolves are made for winter, but this was a winter beyond all wolves. The sun stayed always on the far side of the earth, and the moon, which before had been a vibrant beacon, chilled to black dimness. The Raven King said it was the winter to end the world, that it would last 3 full years, and that it was sent to punish those who ignored the will of the ancients. All Lydda knew was that she was hungry, and that her pack could not hunt. Lydda wandered away from her family, not bothering to sniff for whatever voles or hares she might find along the way. Tashim, her leader wolf, had told the pack that the hunt was off, that the elk that ran the wide valley were too scared.